However, it is not easy to nurture Buddhist teachers. The difficulty lies with the fact that most people cannot renounce their worldly fame and wealth, which are the major obstacles in learning and practicing Buddhism. Without a pure mind, there is no way to truly understand Buddha's teachings and to realize the causes of all the problems in this world. Meanwhile, without virtue of merits and good causes and conditions, practitioners cannot find good teachers. Therefore, I always encourage young practitioners to resolve to save our country and the world. Chapter 7, The Key to the Greatest Treasure. Recently, we have established a Pure Land Learning Center in the United States. The goal is to introduce the traditional Chinese culture to Westerners and to help them practice Buddhism. Our ancestors invented the most precious and timeless vehicle, a classical Chinese language called Wan Yan Wan, in order to transmit the ancient culture to us and future generations. With this powerful vehicle, we can read the publications of Confucius or Mencius that were written 2,500 years ago. Because our ancestors realized that language would be changing from time to time, they used this classical Chinese language to pass on their wisdom, thoughts, skills, and experiences. It is not difficult to learn Wan Yan Wan. Mr. Li, my teacher, has taught us the secret that to read the classical language, one only has to recite fluently 50 chapters in ancient Chinese literature. In order to write in classical Chinese, one needs to memorize 100 chapters. With this tool, Wan Yan Wan, we can have access to and learn Buddhism and ancient Chinese, for the latest translations of Buddhist sutras were in this classical language. Along with the pure, non-discriminating, and compassionate mind, we can thus unlock our ultimate wisdom. I have encouraged practitioners to read the Infinite Life Sutra, which is written in a simpler form of this classical Chinese language. 80% of its content should be easily understood by the general public. There are only 48 chapters in this compilation of the Infinite Life Sutra, which is close to the amount that Mr. Li required us to memorize. This is also a good way to start learning this classical Chinese language. After reading and memorizing this sutra, I believe there will be no more obstacles in reading other Buddhist sutras. I strongly urge not only practitioners, but also Westerners who want to learn the Chinese culture and Buddhism to memorize 50 chapters of Wan Yan Wan or the Infinite Life Sutra. With 2 or 3 years of effort, one can obtain the key to explore the wonders of ancient Chinese wisdom, and at the same time, transform the Buddhist sutras into one's own private treasure. Without this key, having all the collections of sutras and ancient Chinese literature would be futile, for there is no entry into the treasury. Ladies and gentlemen, parents and students, elementary school is the foundation for happiness in human life, the root of the country's future, and the caretaker of the future society. You have made such contributions to this greatest task in human life and society. It is most meaningful and valuable for society to nurture capable and virtuous youth. I would like to extend my gratitude and highest respect to you. I wish all of you inner peace and happiness. May everyone have great health and prosperity.